Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way. Hello, and welcome back to another Imperfect Marketing Brief with your host, me, Kendra Corman. Today, we're going to continue our discussion of list hygiene and the things that you need to do to keep your clean list. Step one, I want you to remove all of your bounced emails that are no longer valid. Each time you send an email, your email service provider provides you with a bounce report. Sometimes it's a temporary bounce, but other times it's permanent. So Constant Contact, for example, will give you the bounces that they recommend for removal, and then you can delete them. It'll even give you an option where you can delete them and not unsubscribe them, which is important if you think they might come back. This is a great way to keep your list clean of bad email addresses, and you can do it 48, 72 hours after every email you send. Now, while these people aren't getting your emails anymore, it is still telling the email service providers like Google and Yahoo and Outlook that are receiving your emails that you care about your list and that you're keeping it clean. It's a signal to them that list hygiene is important to you. Now, step two is to monitor your engagement every 120 days. For those of you who don't like to do math, that's every 4 months. So 3 times a year, put on your calendar to monitor your engagement. I want you to look and see who hasn't done anything with any of your emails and send them an email to let them know that you're going to remove them unless they interact with the email that you're sending them. This is very important. The more people that want to stay on your list and get the content that you're sending, the better. The more people that are sitting on your list and just taking up space, that's not good. That's not good for you. That's not good for the other recipients. You want to make sure that you've got engaged people on your email list. Step three, make sure there's a way to engage with your emails. So since we're going to be measuring engagement, we want to make sure that there's a way to do it. I was recently working with someone and they put all their content in their email. There was no link to a blog post or other content. There's nowhere for people to click. The imagery is light because, as we've been finding, people are engaging more with plainer emails rather than overly designed emails. We do try to ask questions because that's the best way for us to try and drive engagement and try and drive replies to the email. But people cannot engage with your emails if there isn't a way for them to do so. So how are you going to have people engage with your emails? Are you going to have links for them to click? Are you going to ask them questions and ask them to reply to your emails? What are the ways that you're going to use to drive engagement? Because you can't measure engagement if you're not doing any engagement, right? And then finally, I want you to change your perspective. For so long, and I would say for too long, we've had the pressure of big, huge email lists. But I want you to track other things in your email list size. I want you to track engagement. Tell me, how many clicks are you getting? How many replies are you getting? That's what's important. So how can you change your perspective? I was listening to another podcast and they said, we don't change our personality when we go to work. I am a 100% huge believer in that. That's why I named my first company when I went out on my own, HDH Consulting, because there was B2B marketing and B2C marketing, but we're all just people. So H2H stood for human to human. Again, your personality doesn't change when you go to work. So I want you to think about how you can create experiences for your readers, whether you're B2B or B2C, especially for those of us who are B2B marketers and business owners. If your audience is a business, then decisions are made in the inbox, which makes this even more important than it is in a B2C world, which is business to consumer. So how do you break through? How are you engaging with your customers? How are you creating experiences for them through your emails? In the show notes, I have a link to my target audience downloadable for you, and it includes questions about the personal situation of your audience. How many kids they have? What do they like to do on weekends? Things like, what are their hobbies? Things like that. This is all extremely important information for you to know and to understand, whether you are a business-to-business or business-to-consumer marketer. While some people could argue that it's more important for business-to-consumer people to know and understand that, I would say it's just as important for business-to-business marketers and business owners to understand what their target audience is doing at night and on the weekends, because it'll help you create a better experience with your emails and then generate engagement. Thank you so much for tuning in to another Imperfect Marketing Brief. I'm so happy that you joined me. If you have any questions, you're always welcome to email me at support@kendracorman.com. I would love to hear something you'd like to have covered on another Imperfect Marketing Brief. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit kendracorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.